Regarding the punishment on the Day of Judgment for not paying the obligatory charity, the Prophet, praise and peace be upon him, said, "Whosoever has gold or silver and does not pay the obligatory charity which is due on it, must know that on the Day of Judgment, his gold and silver will be melted into slabs, which will be heated in the fire of hell. Then his side, forehead and back will be branded with them. When the slabs become cool, they will be reheated again, and the branding will continue throughout the day, the length of which it will be equal to 50,000 years, until the people will have been judged. Then he will be shown his way either to paradise or to the fire." A companion asked, "O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, what about camels?" He answered, "In the same way, the owner of camels who does not pay what is due in respect of them, and what is due includes their milk, on the day they are taken to the water, will be thrown on his face on a wide level plain on the Day of Judgment, to be trampled upon by camels. These camels will be strong and fat. Not one of them, even the calf of a camel, will be missing. They will trample him under their feet and tear him apart with their teeth. When the last of them has passed over, the first of them will begin the process all over again throughout the day, the length of which will be equal to 50,000 years, until all men have been judged, and he will be shown his way either to paradise or to the fire." Then he was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, what about cows and goats?" He answered, "The same will apply to one who owns cows and goats and does not pay his respective obligatory charity on them. On the Day of Judgment, he will be thrown on his face on a wide level plain with none of the animals missing, and none of them will be without horns. They will gore him with their horns and will trample him under their hooves, and when one side has finished, the other side will begin throughout the day, the length of which will be equal to 50,000 years, until all men have been judged, and he will be shown his way either to paradise or to the fire." Then he was asked, "O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, what about horses?" He answers, "Horses will be divided into three groups: those that are a burden for their owner, those that are a shield for him, and those that make their owner worthy of reward. As for those who are a burden for their owner, they are the ones who are bred for show or pride, or as a cause of injury to Muslims. They will be the cause of punishment for their owner. The ones that are a shield for their owners are those that were bred by him for the cause of Allah, and he does not forget that which is due to Allah in respect of their backs and their necks. They are his shield. These horses make their owner worthy of a reward, and are the ones which are raised in meadows and gardens for use in the cause of Allah by Muslims. Whatever they eat from the meadows and gardens is recorded as good deeds for their owner, so much that even their droppings and urine count as an equal number of good deeds for him. Every rope that is used, bracket, when they are being broken in, bracket, their jumping, and every mound from which they jump, and every hoof mark they make, counts as an equal number of good deeds for him. When their owner leads them to a stream and they drink from it, whether their owner intended them to do so or not, every mouthful they drink counts as a good deed for him." The companions asked, "O Messenger of Allah, praise and peace be upon him, what about donkeys?" He answered, "No specific orders have been sent down to me with regard to donkeys, but this verse is comprehensive. Whosoever has done an atom's weight of good shall see it, and whosoever has done an atom's weight of evil shall see it also." Chapter 99, verses 7 through 8.